good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Charles Hayden Planetary. My name is Amanda. This show is all about exploring Pluto.
The centerpiece of the Museum of Science's Explore Pluto show is a dramatic, lushly panoramic imagined landing on Pluto.
This is what we thought it would look like.
Imagined by animators like Heather Fairweather, because we don't really know what Pluto looks like. That is about to change.
Hopefully we're not completely wrong, because then we're going to have to redo a very large portion of the show.
Since we discovered Pluto in 1930, we've learned all kinds of things about it. That it's a little smaller than our moon, that it's mainly rock and ice, that it takes about 247 years to complete one orbit around the sun.
We could learn a lot about Pluto from the ground with the best telescopes, but soon you run into a wall that you reach a limit that you just simply can't answer any more questions until you go there.
MIT planetary science professor Richard Binzel has studied Pluto for 3 decades. These days, he's down at NASA's Science Operations Center in Maryland as science team co-investigator for New Horizons, NASA's first mission to what was once considered our solar system's last planet.
The Pluto mission has been an effort that's been ongoing for almost 25 years with various starts and stops, and has taken a lot of persistence finally get to the launch pad in 2006.
We have ignition and liftoff of NASA's New Horizons spacecraft on a decade-long voyage to visit the planet Pluto and then beyond.
The plucky spacecraft has traveled nearly 3 billion miles over the last 9 years. It's so far away, it takes 4.5 hours for a single bit of data traveling at the speed of light to reach scientists back here on Earth. And the data has been coming in.
So far, we're seeing that Pluto is even more strange and bizarre than we could have imagined.
Already, we've learned that Pluto has at least 5 moons, not 3. It has huge bright patches and enormous dark spots made of, well, who knows? The big reveal comes on Tuesday night when New Horizons will whiz past Pluto at about 7 miles per second, close enough to snap detailed photos of the surface and measure everything from its atmosphere to its weather.
I'm excited to try to get a complete picture of what Pluto is as a world. How does it work? We think Pluto may have seasons, which seems crazy for an object that is roughly 3 billion miles from the sun right now.
Over at the Boston University Astronomy Department, Professor Paul Withers says the excitement is palpable. Even though Pluto isn't his specialty, he says that anything new that we learn affects everything else that we know or think we know about the solar system.
The solar system really is a very connected series of objects. It's not just a rock here and another rock a few million miles away. It's grown and evolved together over the billions of years since it formed together.
And the best part?
The most exciting thing we're going to find at Pluto is something we're not expecting at all.
And really, says Binzel, that's the whole point. Not since Voyager revealed Neptune in the 1980s have we seen a planetary object for the very first time. And never in human history have we seen something this far away, this closely.
This is historic exploration. Get into it. Feel it. This should touch you at your very core of your curious being. It's that innate human desire to explore that we're expressing with this mission.
Pretty big stuff for a little metal object the size of a grand piano. From the Curiosity Desk, I'm Edgar B. Herwick III, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.